This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Teachers, students, and families from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School don't want people to forget how their lives were changed. So they told their stories to a former student who's been collecting them. A year and a half after the shooting, there's a new exhibit at the Coral Springs Museum of Art that tells these stories through photography and sound.
So when you come in, the first few photographs are looking to the left, because that's the way you'll be walking.
The photographs Ian Whitland points to are all faces. In a multi-room gallery, his voice bounces off the wooden floors as he shows me the faces of students and former students, teachers.
And then it varies. You'll see some walls are grouped as students, some are grouped as teachers, some are a mix. And then as you get to the end, there's some of the families of the victims.
All of them have been affected by the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School a year and a half ago. Whitland graduated from Stoneman Douglas in 2001. He took these photos. They're in a new exhibit.
Anguish in the Aftermath, Examining a Mass Shooting.
51 of Whitland's portraits have recently gone up at the Coral Springs Museum of Art. They're giant photographs, more than 2 feet by 3 feet, all in black and white. And the way they're framed in the glass opposite one another, it creates a mirrored effect. You can see the faces of one survivor when you look at another.
You see the reflection of the teachers behind them, and it kind of shows the interconnectedness of everyone.
The photos are all candid. Whether it's looking away or wiping a tear, the faces aren't just sitting posed and pretty. Whitland says there's a reason for that.
Going back to Columbine, what I've seen in history books are portraits of people, beautifully done, beautifully lit, don't get me wrong, but they're more along the lines of posed photo. I never really connected with that. I don't know how other people feel, but when you think of history and you really want to connect with something, it's something that's raw and visceral.
Emotion is what he wanted, not any pro or anti-Second Amendment statements, even though he knows some people will experience it that way.
The project is completely apolitical, so what they have to say and what they've been through, I want people to be able to see and get back to the matter at hand, how this affects people in our society.
To capture how surviving a mass shooting really affects different people, Whitland asked everyone who sat to talk to him the same two questions.
Please tell me your personal experience on February 14th, 2018, and then what would you like to see come from this?
He recorded their answers, and as you move through the exhibit, you can hear each person tell you in their own words. Like Diana Hineski, the media specialist at the Stoneman Douglas Library. In her photo, she's looking away from the camera and down. Whatever she had been saying, the photo was taken while she stopped and held her breath. Next to her picture, Hineski's story pours out of a handheld speaker. On the day of the shooting, she kept students in an equipment room in the back of the library. This is her voice in the exhibit.
We got 55 kids in there and 5 adults, which seems like such a big number. We were all on the floor, hiding behind carts and things. And because of the radio, I started hearing that they were looking for a shooter, which just, you know, put us in a fight or flight mode in a place we couldn't do either.
Whining in the background is the school's therapy dog, River, who lives with Hineski now. While she had her portrait taken by Whitland, River came along. And when Hineski came back to the museum to see the exhibit for the first time, River came too.
All right, so we're going to mine.
Yep. And I can walk you through everything after, or you can walk through it now.
Okay.
So it's up to you, whatever you feel at ease with.
Okay.
It can be a bit overwhelming at times.
Oh, what happened to my face? And then I realized that's a breath in there. And I'm like holding on to that air, and you could see it right there on my cheek. And it's amazing that you captured that.
You had taken in a breath, and you weren't letting it out.
Hineski says it's ironic that she was holding her breath while she was remembering what had happened. Now, breathing is a part of her healing.
This is basically how I've gotten through everything, by breathing. You know, we do these meditations. It's like breathe in love, breathe out peace. But I feel very hopeful because, you know, I feel like I look different now than then. I want more joy.
Portrait to portrait, the healing process looks different for everyone a year and a half later. You see shock, anger, sadness, and signs of strength. There's one image with a young man almost covering his face with his hand. His eyes are closed and he's wiping away a tear. Spencer Blum graduated last year. He was a junior when the shooting happened. In the exhibit, you hear Blum recount some of the details from that day. The radio on his drive home from school.
And as we're in the car with my stepdad and my sister and my sister's friends, we hear Wolf Blitzer saying, there was a shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. We're letting you know more news. And then I remember as the day kept going on, the number of people who were dead just continued to rise.
After he safely evacuated campus, he learned one of his close friends, Nicholas Dworet, was among those killed. Blum says his experience telling Whitlin his story was a cathartic one. He talked to me on the phone from his new college dorm room in Tampa after Whitlin emailed him his portrait.
It conveyed in that one photograph so much power and emotion and feeling. That's really what's so great about this project is it, one, allowed people to heal, but it's also allowing people who might want to understand a bit more about what we went through and what we experienced to come in and, you know, hear how we felt and then kind of get a better understanding of how difficult it is to really heal.
And Blum says there are plenty of people outside of Parkland who need reminding that healing is an ongoing process after a mass shooting.
People never cease to amaze me. And that is both in a good way and a bad way. I cannot tell you how many people in the past have felt obligated or compelled to randomly give us their opinions. You know, when people can go in and then they can see this, it can give them a better perspective of, or at least what we experienced.
The exhibit's photographer, Ian Whitlin, wants to keep taking photos of Stoneman Douglas survivors.
You know, there's people who aren't ready to speak yet. There's people that 2 years from now might be ready to speak, and I'm happy to talk to them then.
After Coral Springs, the exhibit will travel around South Florida first, and Whitlin hopes it can reach other communities recovering from mass shootings of their own, like El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. I'm Katie Swatowski in Coral Springs.